Hi, dictation for Mr. Cornelius Barron. Cornelius Barron. Cornelius Barron, date of birth is 11-13, 1981. Date of accident 7-18-2021. Date of service is 10-10-2022. Mr. Cornelius Barron is a victim of an automobile accident on 7-18-2021. He was collided on his front end driver's side. As a result, patient suffered from TBI syndrome, loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event, and headaches, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, with radiation to the left arm involving fourth and fifth finger, and severe pain in the right shoulder. The patient underwent some MRIs, and they were found positive for the following. He had a hernia disc at C4, C5, C6, as well as hernia disc at L5-S1, and a fracture of the T8 vertebral body involving the superior end plate with chronic partial compression fractures. In the right shoulder, it was found to have a surplus spinal tendinitis and a wisp of fluids in subacromial. The gentleman has undergone various procedures, provided him series 7 epidural injection in the lumbar and 3 cervical epidural in the cervical. The patient reported 80% improvement in pains overall. He also had bursitis in the subacromial area. Currently, the patient reports that he is doing physical therapy, laser treatment, and chiropractic treatment. His neck is completely better. The pain level is only 4 in a scale of 1 to 10 in the neck area. His shoulder is around 6, and lower back is not even hurting. Middle back, there is a pain around 4, and so it has been quite better. It doesn't want admissions or surgery. And he has been to 2 neurosurgeons who refused to do any surgery for cervical spine, and he was referred to a laser treatment. His knee still occasionally bothers him, and hip bothers him, but he's able to manage. His pain level varies from 4 to 8, and his ADLs are affected as follows. Sleep is affected 8, while general activity, mood, and work are affected 7, enjoyment of life 6, 80% relief. In the neurology side, the patient has headaches and disturbance and difficulty sleeping and depression, nightmares and loss of memory. However, he denies any dizziness or vertigo or any double vision, pain, blackouts, denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any confusion or disorientation, and he denies any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, there is a history of neck stiffness and lower neck stiffness. However, he denies any other issues. He does have a pain in the neck, mid-back and upper back, and some pain in the lower back. There's some radiation pain into the sciatica to the both legs sometime posteriorly, as one as to dermatome fashion. He has occasional some pain in the wrist and hand bilateral knees, and moderate difficulty walking. Is using a cane to walk with. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or bowel swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, cough, and shortness. But in the last 30 days, patient reports that the chest pain has improved. Overall, all the pains have improved. There are no changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultram, Tylenol, Codeine. Substance abuse patient utilizes marijuana for further help with the pain. Compliance history, the patient is compliant with pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 130/86. Pulse is 68 and pulse oxygen 100. The rest of the physical examination will be from the previous visit, and that is dictation number is 0917-015, dated 9/16/2022. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the patient on the following. He will continue to have physical therapy at 2 times per week, retraction massage, aquatherapy, case training. He remained disabled, but he is put on a life duty of 7 hours, 7 days. Also, replacement is still continuing. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. Patient will be taking the following medication, which is Celebrex daily for the relief of pain. This part 10 milligram daily for anxiety. Endeavor 25 milligram occasional. Occasional love. Dizziness, Namenda 5 milligram daily for the memory, Lagel 10 milligram, 8 hours PRN, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, Gabapentin 600 milligram for chibokin, nerve pain, and Chiraga. Fiacet 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Tamoxifen code in number 4, 1 daily PRN for generalized pain. The therapy continues and the chiropractic continues. He's going to see Dr. Redden for a final consultation regarding any forthcoming surgery. So far, he is stable. End of dictation. Thank you.